Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download any of my shows and read any and all of my writing and listen to many of our life lesson 1 minute features at brucesalen.com. Please also, if you haven't already, like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have over 4,000 dads and moms from all over the world. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen and visit my website, brucesalen.com, where we have premiered the brand new dad and son comic strip called Because I Said So. I also really like a couple of the older ones, specifically Blink of an Eye, which was the first in a new series, before we turned it into Because I Said So. Every week on Thursday, I host a live Twitter chat called Dad Chat between 6 and 7 p.m. We tend to talk about topics very similar to the radio show, and if you're a Twitter person, please do join us. You just use the hashtag, which is the number sign, followed by Dad Chat, DADCHAT, and we have people from all over North America that join us. So far, nobody overseas yet, but we do have a lot of people on that. Today's show, we spoke about moods and bad days and how we process those ourselves and how we bring those moods to our family, loved ones, and how we react when our family and loved ones are having a bad day or in a bad mood themselves. It's not an easy thing. It's something with men and women that is a constant source of contention, given that men, as Pastor Drew suggested, tend to want to fix it all the time, and women have a lot of hurt feelings. Angie Mazzillo for the Women's Room, our first edition, gave some insight from a woman's point of view. And it was great to have her on the show. And Pastor Drew Sams, as always, brought his wisdom and spiritual point of view for Teen Rap. And Jim Scheinberg tried to calm me down over the stock market plunge of recent days and did a pretty good job. Next week's topic is kids on a leash. No, I'm not talking about kids that are literally tethered, as we sometimes see at amusement parks, literally on a physical leash. I'm talking more the figurative one, and I think it's an interesting topic and a problem that's gone on with the creation of the term helicoptering, parents and that helicopter too much. So that's what we will talk about next week on the Bruce Salen Show. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, our station manager. And thank you very much again for joining me. And remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.